Well, we begin worship by lighting our candles as Linda plays another song. So acolytes, come forward and you'll help light candles. And Lainey. Begin Holden Village Evening Prayer with the service of light. Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world. Stay with us now, for it is evening. Thank you. May our prayers come before you, O God, as incense, and may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives. Amen. Tonight, the scripture is from Psalm 22, and we will chant that psalm responsibly by full verse.
But you do not answer.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father, from Christ our risen and living Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit our Comforter. Amen. Psalm 22 is what is called a lament psalm. And the spiritual Kyla just sang is a lament. In the psalmist is letting it out, letting God know exactly how he or she is feeling. We didn't chant all the verses. The psalm goes on for 31 verses, and the pain just flows out of the psalmist. I am a worm and not human, scorned by all, despised by the people. I am poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart within me is melting wax. My strength is dried up like a shard of pottery. My tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You have laid me in the dust of the earth. You live long enough, and you know with life comes pain. The pain of divorce, when one or both partners are left wondering, what went wrong? Is it me? Am I just that unlovable? Do I even know how to love? The heartbreak of losing a child, of never being able to watch that child grow up, to live out their dreams. The stress of losing a job and wondering, what am I going to do? How do I support my family? How do I take care of others? A diagnosis of cancer, and the fear that comes from not knowing what's going to happen next. Will I beat it? Or will it end my life in a year or two? Will there be suffering? Will I be able to handle it, face it? I think of the spiritual, nobody knows the trouble I've seen, and wonder what kind of pain those slaves went through for 240 years. I don't think we can even begin to imagine. Last summer, when the mission trip was in Louisiana, we visited a plantation. We got a tour of the great house, went through every room, saw how luxurious their lives were. We're told that when there was a dinner party, a young slave would be given the responsibility of making that fan work above the dinner table as people sat and enjoyed one course after another. We are invited to visit the slave quarters, a few shacks recreated, the conditions under which the people lived, a 12 by 24 wooden structure divided in half. You looked inside and you saw a chair, a little table, a bunk bed. It was clean. You got the impression that maybe two people lived in the space, but you know more than two people lived in that space. A whole family lived in that space. 6 to 10 people lived in that space. We were told that while most of the people went and worked in the sugar fields, the older slaves stayed behind and cooked the evening meal, took care of the gardens they planted to supplement the food supplied by the master. Never enough food. Long hours, accidents, whippings, the separation of family members when it came to sell off extra slaves. They didn't talk much about that. But I knew that in the Deep South, the conditions were worse than elsewhere. Generation after generation worked so a few elite could make profit and live well, very well. The spiritual went, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows but Jesus. Now isn't that the truth? Psalm 22 was a psalm Jesus quoted from the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? Before he was nailed to that cross, he had been whipped. 40 lashes. Early Christians quickly realized that this psalm recounts just what happened to their Lord. All who see me laugh at me, scorn me. They curl their lips, they shake their heads. And so many of the people who stood and watched Jesus die that day did just that. They divided my garments among them. For my clothing they cast lots. It's what the soldiers did. A little perk for pulling crucifixion duty. Jesus knew the trouble they'd seen. When you look at the depth of the pain and suffering Jesus went through, you realize that Jesus knows all our pain. All our pain. All our suffering. That we indeed can cry out to him in our own pain and in our own suffering. And know that he indeed hears and answers our prayers. Like I said, he quoted the beginning of that psalm from the cross. Knew every line of that psalm. Knows that it ends with an affirmation that God will indeed be there for him. As God is indeed there for us. Amen. I invite you to extinguish your candles, and we'll continue with the prayers.
Thank you.
merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless our God.